her husband fell down, and he has hardened the arteries, and he fell down and broke his something, shoulder, I believe, and he walks on a walker, and his mother walks on a walker, and there's no sense in her just killing herself trying to nurse both of them. She had a servant that she taught school until a year ago. She taught the same school with Letitia, and she was retired, and this woman that took care of her husband. Now, you know, that woman's not going to do all the housework and the cooking and then take care of Francis' husband, then take care of Francis' mother. Francis' mother, I wouldn't say, but she's my own kinfolks, and she's got plenty of money to hire her somebody to help. But she'll sponge on Francis if she can. You know, people, everybody has folks like that in their own family. Maine is a good person, I'm crazy about her. But she ought to, as Francis said, she wanted to get somebody to come on Saturday and Sunday. She could manage her husband if her mother would get somebody to stay with her. And she says, her mother thinks she can get along all right, but she can't. She's older than I am. She's about 88 and walking on a walker. And she needs somebody. She ought to just... That's what I tell Francis. No use to kill herself. Francis would do anything in the world for her mother. And she'd had company the other day and said her mother was feeling bad and she couldn't come to the table. She had the doctor came to see her yesterday morning when he told her she thought she'd had a heart attack again the night before, and the doctor told her she didn't have one, then she felt better.
Yeah.
Would you like a Coca-Cola or something to drink? I don't know what's in there. We can go see.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.